I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Just ahead, a French singer gets audiences to howl like cats and dogs. But first, a Canadian singer gave you some hints about the answer to today's GeoQuiz.
Let's away to New Scotland, where plenty sits queen.
The biggest hint there was New Scotland, or Nova Scotia. That's one of Canada's maritime provinces, and it's the answer to our quiz. Nova Scotia is home to many people of Scottish heritage that's not been lost on the tourist authorities in Scotland. They're running a campaign called Homecoming Scotland 2009. The idea is to drum up interest in the old country. Harry McGrath has just spent a week in Nova Scotia for the campaign. He's now back in Edinburgh. So, Harry, you're Scottish, but you lived in Canada for 25 years. Have you sort of gone home to Scotland yourself?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I returned to Scotland 2 years ago after virtually 25 years in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And so how did that feel?
I'm very happy to be back. I loved Vancouver, but I loved Scotland too. And I've been away quite a while, as you can tell. So I felt very happy to be back.
Now, the Homecoming Scotland campaign talks about a group of people called Affinity Scots. What does that mean exactly? Are those people who just feel Scottish?
Well, they're essentially people who like Scotland or love Scotland. It doesn't necessarily have to be genetically Scottish, of course. We welcome anybody.
But you wouldn't be doing yourself a disservice marketing-wise if you were to just focus on those who have Scottish blood in them. I've read that as many as 100 million people around the world have some Scottish ancestry?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's one of the current estimates. It's a very hard thing to figure out, but we do know for sure that it's a very large number of people. In some ways, it's in Canada, it's easier to tell because the Canadian census actually measures it. So we know that there's 4.2 million Scots in Canada who actually mark down in the census that they're of Scottish descent.
Right. And I've read also only 5 million Scots in Scotland.
Yes, that's right. Yes, there's barely 5 million, and so the Scottish, in Canada alone, there's as many people who are of Scottish descent or Scottish as there are here. So we're very interested in that, needless to say.
Yeah, you better watch out. You guys might disappear.
Yeah, well, I hope not. We feel pretty solid here right now.
Now, one of the other aspects of this project of yours is that next year is the 250th anniversary of the birth of Scottish poet Robert Burns. Is there something you feel about Burns' poetry that really captures Scottishness?
Well, yes, I think probably his poem, A Man's a Man for All That, the sense of common humanity, which is known virtually throughout the world. I think if you had to render it down to one poem, I suppose it would be that one.
And the poem, it's A Man for a Man, is that the title?
A Man's a Man for All That, yes. And essentially means that no matter what your status in life is, that you're part of our common humanity.
Harry McGrath, very good to speak with you. Thank you.
Likewise.
Harry McGrath recently visited Nova Scotia for Homecoming Scotland 2009. You can find more details about the project, plus that Robert Burns poem, at theworld.org.